This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has unveiled the little-known daughter of its leader, Kim Jong-un, at a missile launch site, attracting keen attention on a fourth-generation member of the dynastic family that has ruled North Korea for more than seven decades. The North State media said Saturday that Kim had observed the launch of its new type of intercontinental ballistic missile with his wife, their beloved daughter, and other officials the previous day. Kim said the launch of the Hwangsong-17 missile, the North's longest-range nuclear-capable missile, proved he has a reliable weapon to contain U.S.-led military threats. Kim praised his country's nuclear capability and warning about provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the test of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile confirms that his country has another reliable and maximum capacity weapon to contain outside threats. State media also reports that Kim warned the United States and its allies that their alleged provocative steps could lead to their self-destruction. Kim reportedly oversaw the launch of the missile. The regime's neighbors said they detected Friday's launch of an ICBM that showed a potential ability to reach anywhere in the United States. The launch was part of the North's ongoing barrage of missile tests. I'm Norman Hall.
A recent boost in titles for the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has proven crucial to shielding him from a U.S. lawsuit in the killing of a U.S.-based journalist. The Biden administration told a federal judge in Washington that Prince Mohammed's standing as prime minister means he has legal immunity from the lawsuit brought by the fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry has tested positive for COVID-19 at UN climate talks in Egypt. Spokeswoman says he is experiencing mild symptoms and continues to work by phone. Late Friday news comes as talks are headed into the weekend. As the Friday deadline came and passed, a new draft cover decision from the Egyptian presidency came out Friday morning, half the size of Thursday's 20-page document that was criticized for being vague and bloated. But this new 10-page one still has little new compared to previous years and plenty of places with yet-to-be-decided options. Ukraine's electricity grid chief is warning of hours-long power outages as Russia zeroed in on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with renewed artillery and missile attacks. Power supplies have been interrupted to as much as 40% of the population. The grid operator said Friday that the outages could last for several hours, with freezing temperatures putting additional pressure on energy networks. Russian forces employed drones, rockets, heavy artillery, and warplanes in renewed attacks, killing at least six people. The mayor of Kyiv, however, warned the Ukrainians were only getting more determined to defeat Russian forces after losing heat, power, and water in freezing weather. Construction of a planned barbed-wired fence along Finland's long border with Russia will start early next year amid concerns in the Nordic country over the changing security environment in Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with more.
In October, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin said there was consensus among lawmakers to build a fence to cover parts of the border with Russia in a project that's estimated to cost nearly $400 million and scheduled to be completed by 2026. It will eventually extend to a maximum of 124 miles. It will be erected mainly in southeastern Finland, where most border traffic to and from Russia takes place. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
WNBA star Brittany Griner this week began serving her nine-year sentence at a Russia penal colony for drug possession. She was transferred to a remote facility in a Russian region known for its history of Soviet gulags. Griner was sent to the camp after a Russian court rejected her appeal. Lawyers say she is at the IK2 women's colony in Mordovia, a region 350 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Human rights advocates say that the camp houses mostly prisoners convicted of violent crimes. Griner's advocates are hoping that U.S. and Russian negotiators can come up with a prisoner exchange. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.